dropping you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we are continuing to deviate from the norm, as MLW is moving on through their, well, we'll call it their off-season right now, and not producing new television programming. Hopefully, we'll have some updates about that in the near future, of course, but in the meanwhile, as I stutter my way through my day, we do have some news, and then we'll kind of work our way through that. First of all, as the world continues to spiral into the abyss, we get news coming out of Dallas. The event that was originally scheduled to be September 11th in Dallas has been postponed and or canceled, however you want to look at it, due to the increasing cases of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. They are choosing to postpone that show until March 31st, 2022. They will be going to Gilly's Place in Dallas, so going to be a big party in Gilly if you happen to be in the Dallas area in March. We also get Philadelphia in our news. It looks like they are going to be hosting the Hopper Cup tournament, and this will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the 2300 Arena. Not the first appearance at the 2300 by Major League Wrestling, and this is definitely not the first Opera Cup hosted. I believe this is an Opera Cup number 3. They've always been pretty good tournaments. Previous year's winners include Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Filthy Tom Lawler. They have not announced formally the lineup for those shows yet, but if anything from the past is to go by, you know, it's going to be a pretty good deal. Speaking of October 7th, in addition to the Opera Cup tournament, the revamped women's division is getting a boost as Nicole Savoy makes her debut in Philadelphia. I'm peripherally aware of Nicole's existence, probably not as much as I should be, obviously, but she's a perennial contender in Shimmer and Shine Wrestling, and usually a top 10 rank women's wrestler, well, I mean, obviously, wrestler in the PWI Women's 100. So she's got the, you know, street cred, so a big solid start for the women's division that is coming aboard, which this isn't surprising that we picked up Nicole Savoy, considering that Dave Prazak, who does Shimmer Wrestling, is involved heavily, and probably, like, I think he's the, like, head of the women's division in Major League Wrestling right now. We're going to go with that. Either way, if he's not the head of it, he's the important part of it, so it's no surprise that Savoy is getting a shot here, so good luck, and I'm excited to see where this is going. And last but not least, in addition to Savoy and the Opera Cup, we have the Japanese buzzsaw Tajiri. That's right, Yoshihiro Tajiri is making his Major League Wrestling debut October 2nd at the Fightland event at the 2300 Arena. He's traveled across, for those of you not aware, he's traveled across the globe. One of the last bright shining stars of the final days of ECW. He moved over to the WWE after ECW's closure, had a pretty solid career over there, cruiserweight champion and tag team champion with Eddie Guerrero, if I'm not mistaken. So, like, it's a real exciting thing. And, of course, he's a legend over in Japan as well. Ran his own company over there for a while, in addition to being an in-ring competitor. So this, you know, despite Tajiri getting up there in years, like, this is kind of a... Got a guy with some name value, and kind of curious to see where he's going to fit in the grand scheme of things in the Major League Wrestling family. So, big debut, another big debut coming up October 2nd. We'll fix this in editing, and by fix this in editing, I mean, no, we're not. We're just going to leave it in there, because this show is real, this show is raw, baby. Like the old school Monday Night Raw, you know, that was uncensored, unedited, uncooked. Because we don't cook this show either. I'm not allowed to play with fire.
Now, whether you're someone who works out, or, like me, needs to maintain focus and mental clarity, we could all use a pick-me-up. That's where Raise Energy steps in. With Refresh technology, Raise provides a hydrating, sugar-free boost of energy without the crash some other energy drinks have. You can find out where you can get Raise Energy near you by visiting www.repsports.com And while you're there, check out the other products that Rep offers, such as pre- and post-workout supplements and snacks. And if you want some extra savings, order online and apply my discount code CASS, that's C-A-S-S, at checkout for 15% off your order.
All right. So, we're going to move into the meat and potatoes of the show. As I said, Major League Wrestling is kind of on a hiatus right now. We get news trickled through. And I've varied what this podcast has been about kind of since then during the hiatus. Sometimes I've reviewed classic episodes of MLW Fusion. Obviously, when they were putting out episodes of Underground, we'd review that as well. And I've kind of done some editorial pieces, and did get a commission to, review another, we'll call it MLW adjacent event. That being said, cheap plug, if you want me to, you know, plug your event on the show, you know, hit me up on the emails and we can talk turkey. I'll watch about any wrestling you want to put in front of me. But that being said, any wrestling that's being put in front of me, I really want to emphasize right now, I mean, this is, I assume I'm speaking to the choir, that overall, this is a wonderful time to be a wrestling fan. For the last, like, 2 decades, the WWE has had a stranglehold on professional wrestling. And you can argue that we've had some usurpers try to pop their way up. Obviously, Impact Wrestling, the former TNA, Total Nonstop Wrestling, tried to fill a void as the number 2 promotion in America. And we had some interesting things come out of, say, Ring of Honor as well. But really, it's kind of, for the casual wrestling fan, it's been the WWE or bust. And the last handful of years, this has really changed. Some of it is just due to the environment in and of itself. And the other part of it is just due to the technology that we have at hand. Now, I'd be hard-pressed to think about a time in which the WWE is not an important player in the professional wrestling market. Things can happen, but they're too big right now, too successful. It's going to take something like drastic and catastrophic for WWE to go by the wayside. But in addition to the WWE, the last handful of years we've seen a resurgence of professional wrestling, just because of the access we have to it. We could argue, you know, that we've entered a new Monday Night Wars kind of thing. Well, the Wednesday Night Wars, with the advent of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, bringing wrestling to primetime cable once again for the first time in nearly 20 years. I guess not really 20 years, because Spike had TNA for a while. But it really didn't have the panache and the advertising machine behind it as AEW does. And with it is bringing casual eyes back to the product. And we combine that with wrestling can be anywhere now and everywhere. We are seeing lots of independent promotions spring up across the nation. And the access to local wrestling, and then, of course, through the interwebs, you can get pretty much whatever you want anytime. Cable starts dying out, we've seen the rise of streaming services. Obviously, the WWE has its network. But now, for a relatively low price, like, you can basically create your own cable of wrestling, or at least wrestling providers. New Japan has its own streaming service. Impact has its own streaming service. Ring of Honor has its own streaming service, where you can access decades of wrestling content, for, you know, your classic fans, of course. Meanwhile, for those who are trying to keep up to date with current, you know, wrestling, obviously YouTube has been a big factor in wrestling consumption. Noted that the Global Syndicate Wrestling that I watched last week is free and available to anyone via YouTube. You just go to their YouTube channel or type in GSW Global Festival and bam, you have that. And you can just, I mean, there's so much wrestling out there just on YouTube. I mean, granted, most people that post it may not have the rights to it, but it's there. So you can find these crazy matchups from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and tailoring it back around to what we have now is a veritable buffet. I mean, in addition to individual companies having their streaming services, there are at least three major wrestling streaming services that are relatively cheap and or free. Noting most notably Fight TV, which, you know, encompasses pretty much all the major combat sports. You know, you can get that for free, and then you can get pay-per-views off of it. And the pay-per-views, you know, come at various prices, you know, depending on the, you know, size of the company. But it's there, and they have a bunch of companies you could look at. You know, my last foray into pure Lucha Libre in Mexico came through Fight TV. They also host Ring of Honor, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, and the other championship wrestlings from... You know, everything's there. I am currently subscribed to the High Spots Wrestling Network. So for like $10, you know, you get a ton of wrestling too. I've watched the Talking Shop of Manias on there, which I love. They're hilarious. More recently caught some classic Ozark Mountain Wrestling, which was also hilarious, but probably for different reasons, you know. And then to kind of take things up, you know, to more contemporary times, watching Pro Wrestling Revolver as well, you know, and they're putting on good work, mostly out of Iowa, occasionally out of Ohio as well. But, you know, you can get whatever you want through there. And then, of course, probably the most popular is Independent Wrestling Television, IDTV. Or IWTV, excuse me, you know, through their app, and they host, like, Beyond Wrestling. They hosted Game Changer Wrestling for quite a while. You know, just anybody who's willing to stream wrestling, I mean, they'll pretty much take it. One of our local companies, at least local to northwestern Illinois, ZOA, Zen of Wrestling Association, like, had their shows on there, and it's just amazing what you can find. If you're willing to expand your horizons, like, it's there. If you want to focus on a specific niche, I mean, you might have to dig, but it'll be there. If you want catch, I bet you could find it. You can definitely find your death matches. You can find old school wrestling. It's all there, baby. And, you know, 5 years ago, like, it was in its infancy, so it was like, you know, the servers weren't great, so things could crash quite a bit. And then before that, I mean, you were pretty much reliant on just YouTube and hoping people uploaded things, or, you know, whatever wrestling you happened to get in your local area, which 9 times out of 10 was just going to be what you saw on cable. So you're, again, your WWEs, maybe if you're lucky, you know, Impact Wrestling, if it was on at a decent time. If you're up in the Northeast, you could probably get Ring of Honor, maybe even Ring of Honor at a decent time. But otherwise you're like stuck at like 3 a.m. But we have these options now. And then, of course, you know, with the popularity of wrestling just means that it's going to be everywhere. We all can joke about, like, the area that I live in. I live in the Quad City area of Illinois, Iowa. And for, you know, most people who actually live in the big city will kind of joke, like, how it's out in the middle of nowhere. But really, like, it's a surprisingly large metropolitan area, well, at least for the area. But, like, we have, you know, one local wrestling company that's, you know, most of the time in town, and if it's not in town, it's like 15 miles outside of town, unless you're doing one of their bigger shows out in Iowa City. You know, and that's just like local ish. I mean, as I said, we had Zen of Wrestling, who used to work out of Sterling, Rock Falls area. Peoria, Illinois had wrestling. And that's, you know, that's the like hour and a half limit. We're not even talking about driving up to Chicago. You know, and this is just my Padunk area that's out in the middle of nowhere. And I, you know, thanks to the social media, I see wrestlers like coming to South Dakota, coming to North Dakota. Eugene Dinsmore, Nick Dinsmore runs a company like out of South Dakota. You know, we got things popping up in Minnesota. I mean, just pretty much anywhere you live, at least in the continental U.S., I mean, you're within driving distance of professional wrestling. And, I mean, relatively easy driving distance, too. So it's not like you have to drive 8 hours to go do it, 4 hours to go do it. Like, probably within 2 hours, once a month, you got wrestling at your hands that you can see live. Is it good wrestling? Well, I mean, I'll let you be the judge of that. But it's wrestling nonetheless. So, like, with this dearth of content, it also means that, like, you know, everybody's getting a piece of the pie. You know, there's money being spread around to everywhere. And with it, you know, new stars are popping up, and people can make a relatively good living through wrestling without being signed to AEW or the WWE. Just because those avenues are open to them. If you can go, you look at your War Horses or your Danhausens, who've gone, you know, quasi-viral to an extent, which, I mean, in the case of Danhausen, has gotten him a gig with Ring of Honor, whereas War Horse is still truly independent, but he got to be in at least one video game anyway, Retromania Wrestling, for most platforms. But, like, so, like, wrestling's creating new stars with it, and then, of course, it's giving, you know, more established wrestlers an opportunity to still, practice their craft and just, you know, evolve as well. We look at, like, say, EC3, who's since being fired from the WWE last year, has once again totally reinvented himself. Has got a whole process thing going with him. Like, and in more recent years, say, like, PCO, Pierre Carolet, you know, he was a former Quebecer/Mountie associate, and, you know, has come back in a tour de force like 2-3 years ago as, you know, the wrestling's answer to Frankenstein. And so, you know, you got these places to work. Crowbar, another name out there, you know, from WCW, Crowbar is back, and now he's better than all of us. He got some fine brandy to sip on and lets his opinions know on the state of professional wrestling as well. And it's, as a fan, it's great to see everyone succeed. Like, I don't want to play, like, the true fan card, because wrestling is wrestling. Wrestling should be fun. You know, wrestling is, you know, insert any number of things, whether it's the offshoots of Chikara from 15 years ago, or even now with the work of, like, Effie, where, you know, wrestling is gay. Like, wrestling is whatever we want it to be. And it's here for us, and there's a lot of it, and it should be fun. And, like, yes, I know that, you know, there's going to be tribalism, there's going to be competition, but, like, as a fan, we should want to succeed, and, like, that's the important thing. Like, despite, you know, everything that's going on, and I don't watch the product much anymore, like, I want the WWE to do well, because they'll bring money in and hopefully be at least a gateway to professional wrestling. Again, AEW providing competition for the WWE and bringing in casual fans for this new boom period, you know. And again, the more eyes on the product, you know, the more money that's going around and the healthier wrestling in general will be. And we just need to appreciate, you know, whatever part of the circus we want to enjoy, whether it's the flyers, the clowns, or the bear and the unicycle. Though sadly, we do not have Tracy Smothers around anymore to fight the bear on the tricycle, but we'll make do with what we have. And it's just, you know, it's just a wonderful time to be alive and be a wrestling fan. I know, everything else may be going to hell, but, you know, Wrestling's awesome, and we should appreciate it and do what we can to make sure it stays awesome. So that's my rant for this week. I apologize for not having more structure to it. But I just, I don't feel like at a certain level we appreciate what we have as fans right now. Just because it's so easy to have access to things. And again, that like, or we're just, you know, got our blinders on to the things we like, which of course, you know, like what you like, but as Brian Sane would say, like what you like, but don't be a dick. And like, we just, you know, need to appreciate what we have. I don't want to get too maudlin or like try to get on some weird soapbox about that part of it. I mean, okay, it's too late to not be on the soapbox. I've been rattling on incoherently for like 20 minutes now. But I apologize for not having more structure to the show. You know, that's the problem with my niche being what it is. If there's no Major League Wrestling, I have to come up with plans. And unfortunately, at this point, I have to have a real job. And that real job sometimes gets in the way of me doing proper planning. But I appreciate what I have. I appreciate wrestling. And until next week, let's, you know, appreciate whatever it is that's coming our way. So until then, thank you all for listening, and I'll see you all next week. Thank you for listening to MLW Confusion. MLW Confusion is written and narrated by Rob Kammer, but is not affiliated with Major League Wrestling. The opening theme is written and performed by Rob Kammer, and what you are listening to right now is Ruined My Day by Alan L. Schroeder. If you enjoyed the show, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. Also, be sure to tell your friends, family, and enemies about the show. Word of mouth is very important to us small businesses. You can also get up to date with the thoughts and ramblings at the social media at the links in the description. If you'd like to support monetarily and help out, and upgrade our equipment too, by the way, you can in the following ways. First, our virtual tip jar is at www.kofi.com/Casanova. That is CASSONOVA. Or, for more bang for your buck, join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/Casanova. For as little as $1 a month, you can get access to MLW Confusion early and ad-free, plus get weekly exclusive goodies. So be like the OGs, Maverick45 and Alan Schroeder, and check that out! Also, for your energy, sleep, and workout needs, check out repsports.com and use the coupon code CASS at checkout to get 15% off your order.